Yeah. What up, though? What's happening? What's popping? It's your boy T-Lip bringing you another episode of the Speak On It podcast. Yeah, underdig what I'm saying. Hey, I created a new logo too, man. Got a new logo. Y'all rocking with the logo, man. Let me know on my Speak On It Twitter page at Speak On It TML. Let me know as well on the IG page, Speak On It Podcast on IG. Let me know how y'all feeling about it, man. I took my time on it a little bit, created a little bit. I think it's pretty dope, man. New flavors for the new year. You feel what I'm saying? All right, man. Obviously, we had a great slate of football this past weekend. A lot of good football, man. A great Sunday full of football. Great players making plays. Great quarterback matchups. Great play. AFC is loaded with quarterback talent. CJ Stroud has entered the entered the conversation. Trevor Lawrence is up there as well. That division looked like it's going to be, what is that, the AFC South? You got the Colts. You got Richardson. He's out this year with a shoulder injury. So he's going to come back next year. You know, hopefully better, hopefully able to finish where he started, because he had a decent start to the season. You know, it was looked like it was going to continue to get better, but who knows? Hopefully he's able to start back off on the right track after his injury. You have the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence. They have found their guy, their quarterback that gives their team the best chance of winning. You have the Houston Texans, they got CJ Stroud. I would like to say they drafted the right quarterback, and CJ Stroud from Ohio State. And them Ohio State quarterbacks, man, I know that people like to talk about them Ohio State quarterbacks and how they underperform or do they translate to the NFL? CJ Stroud is showing you, hey, he can throw the ball all over the field. One of the most accurate young quarterbacks in the game. Just imagine him 5 years from now. Houston going to be rocking. Houston is in good hands right now. And then the other team you have, we got the Jaguars. You have got the Jaguars. You got the Texans. You got the Colts. And you got the Titans. And we got to see how the rest of this season turns out. But Will Levis has performed pretty well in his two starts. His anticipation on throws, him throwing the ball, he don't look rattled in the pocket. He's making on-time throws. It looked like he's seeing the field pretty well. You know, it's two games in, so I'm sure that the NFL is going to get a book on him and see what he does well and what he does bad, and they're going to try to, you know, manipulate the game into him turning the ball over as well. But as far as right now, he looked pretty good. So that division is going to be a good division as far as young, talented quarterbacks, because all these guys are young. Literally three quarterbacks that I just named are all rookies this year. Will Levis, Richardson, and CJ Stroud. They're all rookies, and I think all of those programs have their quarterbacks. But we have to see as the year goes on. You will know how that goes. Obviously, Baker Mayfield is not a Brown anymore because shit happens throughout the years. And if you can't continue to get better, you know, the league can kind of pass you by. Nothing against Baker Mayfield, because what he's doing right now in a Buccaneers uniform, he's literally revamping his career right now, and I love that for him. He looks good. He has weapons. You know, him and C.J. Stroud went at it yesterday. They went at it. And the last four, if you just watched the last 4 minutes of that game, you've seen some great quarterback play from both sides. So I think that division and those teams, you know, they're in good hands. But let's talk about some things, man. Let's break some things down, man. Who is the most dangerous team in the NFL right now? Who is the scariest team in the NFL right now? You know, who's the best team in the AFC? Who's the best teams in the NFC? You know, let's break these down, man. So first we're going to start the most dangerous team in the, I think they're the most dangerous team in the NFL, but let's just break it down to who's the most dangerous team in the AFC right now. I'm going to have to go with the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens have only given up 10 touchdowns on defense the entire year. They have played nine games. They've played nine games. They're 7-2. They have only given up 10 touchdowns total this whole year. They are number one defense in the league. Their players are gelling. Their D-line are looking good. Clowney is making plays. Pierce Jones pushing the pocket back. Realigning they huddling around the quarterback. They're pushing guards and tackles in the quarterback face to where he has to look at those guys and continue to look down the field. It's blurring it up a lot. The defense, the secondary looking good. The linebacker, Queen and Roquan Smith, dominating, playing dominant football, getting everybody lined up, doing their thing. Humphreys, Worley, the secondary. Geno Stone lead the NFL in interception. If I'm not mistaken, he has five or six. I think he has six. You got Marcus Williams back there. And you got, what's his name? If I'm not mistaken, it's Hamilton, the safety they drafted from Notre Dame. I think he haven't even scratched the surface on how good he can be. This Ravens team is dangerous. This Ravens team is dangerous. Lamar haven't even gotten to his bag. Lamar has thrown nine touchdowns this year. Only nine. But they have a running game. They're always one of the best running teams in the NFL. The wide receivers are playing better. They're real sparky. They can spark here. They can spark there. But all you have to do is score more points than the other team. It don't matter how it look. I think we kind of getting away from that because everybody likes style points. They like the 400-yard passing games, and they like the long runs and the long passes. But all you have to do is win the game. That's it. It don't matter how many points you put up. All you have to do is win. And the Ravens has shown us that they're able to do that. They're able to win games and can, play well in the red zone on both sides. Defense, they're a top five red zone defense, top five red zone offense. And that's where you want Lamar. You want Lamar there in the red zone making plays. You want that defense in the red zone making plays. So I'm going to say the Baltimore Ravens are the most dangerous team in the AFC as of right now. And they have, to me, the leading candidate for the MVP in Lamar Jackson. Because all he do is win. Y'all know that. Now let's talk about the most dangerous team in the NFC. The most dangerous team in the NFC, I'm going to have to go with the Eagles. The most dangerous team is the Eagles. They know how to win. They got a winning coach. They got winning players. They got a winning pedigree. And if they're the number one seed, it's going to be hard to go into Lincoln Financial Field and win. It's going to be hard to go into Philadelphia and beat a Jalen Hurts-led Eagles team because Jalen Hurts is another guy that's a winner. He's a winner. He elevates the play of the whole team. They have a top five offensive line. They have two damn near top 10 wide receivers on their team, if not the best wide receiver in A.J. Brown. They have a competitive defense. Yeah, their defense give up some points here and there, some yards, but they have a defense that can make plays when they need to, i.e. Bradbury making that play on Tolbert on fourth down. He made a play. They make timely plays. And in the NFL, you're not going to stop all these teams. They're going to get yards. They're going to make plays. They're going to catch passes. They're going to get yak yardage because they're getting paid too, and they're great players too. But you have to make plays when it counts. And the Eagles can do that. They have the team that can do that. That's why they was in the Super Bowl last year. So the Eagles are a team that is the most dangerous team in the NFC. That's what I'm going to like to go with. Now let's move on to this next topic. This kind of different because you'll probably say dangerous and scary is the same thing, but no. Who is the scariest team in the AFC? And when I say scariest, I mean this is a team, they might not be clicking all the way right now, or they might be on the road to clicking, but this is a team that you do not want to see them at their best. You, no matter where they play at, you don't want to see this team at their best. That's what I mean by scariest. So the scariest team to me in the AFC would happen to be the Cincinnati Bengals. They is scary with Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow and T. Higgins and Joe Mixon and a good offensive line play. And they tight end stepped up and made some plays this past game. And the defense led by Lou Anarumo and the calling the plays, dialing them up, getting off the field on third down, and they just know how to play. They know how to win. Like, when you got Joe Burrow on the field, you can win the game. That's what it is. It's nothing past that. When Joe Burrow is out there on the field as a Cincinnati Bengal, they feel they can win against anybody. And they've proven that they can go into the arenas and win. They went into Buffalo last year on a blizzard. It was snowing, everything. They were snowing, and Joey B went out there, and they won easily, handily. They won. It was no question about it. He has went into Mahomes Field. He had went into Arrowhead and won in a playoff game to go to the Super Bowl. So this is a guy that knows how to win, and he wants to win. So the Bengals are the scariest team in the AFC, and there's not a lot of teams that want to play the Bengals in the playoffs come playoff time. You don't want to play them. Let's go down to who's the scariest team in the NFC. And I just define scary. So I feel that the Lions are the scariest team in the NFC because they're well coached. They're a dominant team. They're a physical team. They run the ball with Gibbs and Montgomery. And Montgomery's been out the last couple weeks, but if you paid attention to the last Monday Night Football, Jahmyr Gibbs ran for over 150 yards, and he ran in between the tackles, and he was very electric. Very, who can I think Jahmyr Gibbs kind of remind me of in the backfield? I mean, he kind of remind, not really. Because he was running inside the tackles as well. It's kind of different. Like, he gives you a little Alvin Kamara because he, you know, he can catch the ball out the backfield. He's a matchup problem. He can, you know, he can does that. But he can run the ball dominantly inside the tackles as well. So I would compare him to, like, a Alvin Kamara. He give me definitely Alvin Kamara vibes. And, like I said, this is one of them teams that is going to be tough to play in the playoffs because they play physical, dominant football. They don't really beat themselves. They got a former number one pick at quarterback that has been to the Super Bowl, so he knows what it takes to get there. You know, he knows what it takes. They have literally another top five offensive line. They have some weapons on the outside. They have a nice tight end, rookie tight end from Iowa, Laporta, doing his thing, and they got a top defense, and Hutchinson can wreck a game. So the Lions are a very scary team, and there's not going to be a lot of teams that want to, you know, play them as well in the playoffs because they're going to play a playoff game at home, and they're going to win that playoff game. Depending on if they're a 2 or 3 seed, we're going to see. But it's going to be tough to come into Detroit and beat this Dan Campbell Detroit Lions led team. It's going to be really tough. So watch out for them Lions, man. Watch out for them Lions because they are not playing. All right, let's go with let's move on to the next topic. I'm going to go with the best team in the AFC. Now, I did the most dangerous team and the scariest team, but now let's talk about the best team. Who is the best team in the AFC? I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I love the Ravens. I love what the Ravens are doing right now. But you got to beat the champs. You got to beat them. I understand that they don't have, you know, the dynamic wide receiver play and they don't have a lot of weapons on the outside and they don't have a superstar running back and all of these things. And they got an offensive lineman that's shaky at times. Sometimes they be whole. I know they have that, but they got Patrick Mahomes and they won the championship last year. And they got a top 3 defense right now. If you watch that game versus the Dolphins, if you just watch that game, you will see that this defense was live. This defense is live. The secondary is playing good. The D-lineman is playing good. The linebacker is playing good. And they didn't even have William Gay out there yesterday. And he's one of the top linebackers in the NFL. He's played well. If you watch the Chiefs, Bolton and Gay didn't even play yesterday. And those two linebackers, they can wreak havoc. So the Chiefs are the best team because they won a championship. They won a championship, and they like picking off basically where they started. They the number one seed right now, and they 7-2, and they just beat a high flying, you know, great Miami Dolphins team. That's what it is. So in order to beat the champs, you got to beat the champs. In order to be the best team, you got to beat the best team. So that's what I'm gonna go with. The best team in the AFC right now are the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's move on to the best team in the NFC. The best team in the NFC are the Eagles. I just broke down earlier on what I thought about the Eagles. Rewind it back if y'all want me to dive into what I think about the Eagles. I think they're a great team, and you got to beat them. They won the NFC Championship last year. You got to beat them to knock them off. Now, let's move on. I was thinking about this question right here because there are some teams that's in trouble. There are some teams that's on the verge of not making the playoffs because the rest of their schedule is really, really tough. There are some teams that just not clicking right now, you know, been losing games lately, and it's going to be tough for them to regain that chemistry, regain that confidence because it's the NFL and it is what it is. It's a win-loss league, baby. You win or you lose. It don't matter how confident what you did last week. It's a win or a loss league. So I'm going to hit y'all with this question. Who are y'all more worried about, the 49ers or the Buffalo Bills? And I'm going to give you my perspective on this. I'm going to give it to you both ways. If you chose the 49ers, I would say, okay, the 49ers, they're on a three-game losing streak. They're coming off a bye week. They had a bye week last week. So they had a bye week last week. One second. They lost to the Browns, which they shouldn't have lost. They lost to the Vikings, which they shouldn't have lost. And they lost to the Bengals. They should have lost that game. The Bengals whooped their ass. And they lost to the Bengals at home. And they lost to the Browns and the Vikings on the road. So they on a three-game losing streak right before the bye week. And Purdy hasn't been playing well. They've had injuries. Trent Williams been out. Debo's been out. McCaffrey been out. So they've had problems, you know. And Purdy's, he was in a concussion protocol, but he ended up playing that week. It's tough. There are some things that's going on in San Francisco that, you know, that's alarming. So I would see why people would say they're worried about the 49ers. They're worried about their quarterback play. How is Purdy going to play, you know, in the big likes? He's lost games when he haven't had certain playmakers around him. Can he make up for that? Can he? What if you don't have a Debo Samuel in the playoff game? It's very likely. What if you don't have a McCaffrey? You feel me? What if you don't have a Trent Williams? Can you win that type of game? Can you win if you're on the road? Those are questions that need to be answered, and they're going to be answered as the season goes on. So if you chose the 49ers, that team that you're worried about, those are legitimate reasons why you should be worried about them. They're literally just lost three games in a row. I don't remember them doing that. They lost three games in a row, and now they're coming off a bye week, and they play the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville. So they got to fly all the way to Jacksonville and deal with them. And Jacksonville are one of the top teams in the NFL right now. And it's not going to be easy walking into Jacksonville and trying to get a win like it used to be. It's not. They got Trevor Lawrence, Etienne, Calvin Ridley, a solid defense. It's not going to be easy. So if you chose the 49ers, I can see why you chose the 49ers. I'm going to choose the Buffalo Bills as the team that I'm more worried about. Buffalo Bills are a 5-4 team right now. They're 5-4. They're 5-14 right now. Very inconsistent in how they plan. They're dealing with a lot of injuries, like on defense, a lot of injuries. Tre'Davious White, Milano, Von Miller still coming back from his injury. Another D lineman got hurt yesterday. They just put Elon, what's his name? 24. I forgot his name. Elam or something like that. Kair. I probably messed up his name. My bad, big dog. But number 24, they drafted him from Florida. He just got put on IR, so he's out for 4 weeks at the minimum. So they dealing with a lot of injuries on that defense. And it's not a lot of consistent play on that offense as well as far as the quarterback. I mean, obviously, Josh Allen is a great talent and a great quarterback. But Josh Allen also has had 92 turnovers since 2018. That's five seasons of football where he turned the ball over 92 times. That's a lot of turnovers to be giving the ball back to the other team. That's a lot of forced throws, a lot of fumbles, a lot of interceptions at the wrong time. And he has to play better. I know you would like to say, oh, we got to get him a running game. They have to get him. I mean, but he have weapons. He have Gabe Davis, Stephon Diggs, literally a top three wide receiver in the league. Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox, you feel me? James Cook in the backfield, a decent O-line. So he has weapons. It's not like he's out there trying to do these things by himself. But maybe that's where he falls short at, trying to do things by himself. This team, their remaining schedule right now, they're 5-4. They play at home versus the Broncos, home versus the Jets, on the road versus the Eagles. Then they have a bye week. Then they on the road versus Kansas City. Then they at home versus the Cowboys, on the road versus the Chargers, at home versus the Patriots, and on the road versus Miami. Those are a couple, like, I see some losses in that schedule right there. They're going to have to win 10 to 11 games to make it to the playoffs. So that's, they got eight games left. They have to win six to seven of those games. Six at the minimum of those games. They have to win six games. And it's going to be tough to win six games because are you going to go into Philly and beat them? Are you going to go into Kansas City and beat them? Are you going to go into Miami and beat them? Are you going to beat the Jets? Are you going to beat are you going to go into L.A. and beat the Chargers and outplay Justin Herbert and those guys out there? It's a lot of questions. It's a lot of questions that people probably have on the Josh Allen Buffalo Bills. But this is his time to show why he's elite. This is his time. This is a test for him. Because if this don't go well, they can, first of all, you can lose the locker room and they could miss the playoffs. And just think about that. A great quarterback like Josh Allen unable to make the playoffs. And let's just say the Jets do make the playoffs. So let's say a Josh Allen-led Buffalo Bills team don't make the playoffs, but the Jets and Zach Wilson makes the playoffs. That'll be a – that nobody would have predicted that. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers have missed this year because he tore his Achilles in the third play as a Jet. But they're doing something. They have a Monday night game tonight versus the Chargers, and they can win that game versus the Chargers. So if they continue to rack up wins and the Bills continue to rack up losses and the Jets go to the playoffs and the Bills miss the playoffs, that is not a good look on Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. That would not be a good look. That would not be a good look. So I'm a little more worried about the Bills than I am for the 49ers. I'm a little bit more worried about the Bills than I am for the 49ers. All right, moving on from that. I had this question that I was thinking about. And I was like, I'm going to spark them with a little conversation right here. What has a better chance of happening? What has a better chance of happening? The Eagles lose, make it to the Super Bowl and lose again? Or the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl and repeat as champs? I'm going to say that again because some people probably didn't hear me. What has a better chance of happening? the Eagles making it to the Super Bowl again and losing, or the Chiefs making it to the Super Bowl again and winning and repeating as champs? I'm going to let y'all think about that for a couple seconds. Let's dive into it. For me, my perspective on the Speak On It podcast, I would say the Eagles have a better chance of making it to the Super Bowl again and losing. Why do you say that, Lip? I say that because the NFC, Eagles are the best team in the NFC. The NFC is not as loaded as the AFC. And if the Eagles are a one seed, they're going to be good, staying at home, taking care of their home field, and they can potentially make it back to the playoffs. And they only have to play two games. To the Super Bowl. They only have to play two games to make it to the Super Bowl. So I think they have an easier route of making it to the Super Bowl. But I can see them losing in the Super Bowl to a Ravens team or a Chiefs team or a Bengals team. I can see them losing to one of those teams. Like, I honestly don't think the Eagles will be able to beat one of those teams if they make it to the Super Bowl. That's why I say the Eagles have a better chance of making it again to the Super Bowl, but losing again. Kind of like how Buffalo was doing back in the day. Remember Buffalo had went to like four Super Bowls and they lost all four of them? That shit hurt my heart. I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't be able to play football again after that, bro. That shit would be too tough. That'll hurt my heart for real. So I'm gonna go with that one. I'm gonna go with the Eagles have a better chance of making it to the Super Bowl again and losing. Because like I said, the AFC, whoever make it out the AFC, they're gonna be beat up a little bit or whatever. But they also gonna have went through a gauntlet other than the Eagles. The Eagles, they might have one great matchup, you know, they might play a Lions team, you know, that's a great matchup, but the Lions don't have the experience, so it's gonna be something right there. They might play a 49ers team that they, you know, both of the teams are, you know, most 95-97% healthy, and they might be able to beat them if they're the one seed. It might be that matchup because, obviously, you know, Debo was talking about this summer, and they were saying if we'd have had a quarterback, we'd have won. It was a lot of talk with the Eagles and the 49ers. So if they able to play again at Lincoln Field for winner takes all, winner goes to the Super Bowl, that would be a matchup right there. That's gonna be a matchup that's going to be good for football. Two physical teams. Obviously, they both make it to that round. They have won. The 49ers would have been have won two games. The Eagles would have won one game, and now they're clashing against each other. So that would be great. So that's what I'm going to go with. Last but not least, man, I'm going to end it off right here. Obviously, we hear it's been a lot of speculation on Aaron Rodgers and if he can return this year, if he's closer to returning this year, is it really going to happen? Are the Jets going to put him in position to where he wants to come back and wants to come back and compete for this team and rush himself back? Because he kind of will be rushing himself back. To get hurt in September and tear your Achilles in September and be ready for the playoffs, that's September, that's October, November, December. That's like three months, maybe 4 months. That's rushing. So if he's able, I'm sure he got the best help, the best trainers, you feel me, the best drugs, all of that, all the ayahuasca, the sea moss, you feel me? He's probably in some of them salt bath things where he's all type of stuff, man. I'm sure he went to some different countries and got advice from them as far as health. I'm sure he's then had ultimate resources to get himself back together. So the question is, will Aaron Rodgers return this season? I don't know if he returns this season. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. It's going to be a tough road for him to do that. And even if he does return, he will not be able to move nowhere near. He will be able, like he used to move, especially from 4 months out from Achilles. He will not be mobile at all. He will not be able to run and scramble. None of that. He will be a stationary guy back there. He may be able to slide to the left or slide to the right, but he will not be able to scramble outside of that pocket confidently. But maybe I'm wrong, though. You know, maybe he's able to do that. I would love to see it. But he does have a good example of somebody coming back way sooner than they, you know, than expected. And Cam Akers. I think Cam Akers had tore his Achilles when he was with the Rams a couple years ago. He had tore his Achilles. I think it was the year they won a Super Bowl. He had tore his Achilles, I think, in like OTAs. Like sometime in OTAs. But he was able to return back and play by like halfway through the season. Or like the last 4 or 5 games. Like he came back prior to the playoffs. So he was able to come back way sooner. And that's big time, because a lot of guys, you do that, you're going to miss that season. You tear your Achilles in April, it's going to be tough. And he's a running back, so he's doing all type of cutting, planting, running, stopping, starting. Guys going to be pulling on him, tackling him, all of that. So it's going to be different, because Aaron Rodgers don't have to, you know, run down the field, juke, sidestep, power himself through defenders, trying to pull him this way, that way. He's not going to have to do that because he's a quarterback. So he's going to have to drop back in the pocket, pass the ball here and there, and do what he does. So his role back is going to be a little different than Cam Akers' role back, because Cam Akers played running back and obviously Aaron Rodgers plays quarterback. So it's different. Different expectations, different responsibilities, different, you feel me? It's just different. So, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to come back, but let's just say he does come back. If the Jets continue to win and continue to put themselves to where they could potentially make the playoffs, they're in the eighth seed right now. They're 4-3, 2-2 in the conference, and they 1-1 in their division. So, and they have stolen some wins as well. Their defense is still one of the top defenses in the NFL. They still have Gary Wilson out there balling. Breece Hall is still doing his thing. They still are in the hunt. They're in the fight. Right now, like I'm going to just give you the 8th and 9th and 10th seeds right now. The Jets are an 8th seed right now. One game out of the 7th seed. The Bills are a 9th seed. And the Texans are a 10th seed. So, it's like, if they're able to make the playoffs, in which they might be able to, because I don't see the Steelers making the playoffs. And I don't know, the Browns is a stretch right now. So the Browns and the Steelers are very questionable on making the playoffs. They're very questionable. I'm not saying they're not, but I'm not saying they are. Right now, the Steelers sitting in the 5 spot, the 5 seed, the Browns sitting in the 6 seed, and the Bengals sitting in the 7 seed. I think the Bengals are going to sit in that 5 seed by the time it's all said and done. I think they're going to sit at the 5 seed. And the 6 and the 7 seed are open, you know. The Jets can potentially make the playoffs. So if they're putting themselves in position to make the playoffs and they end up clinching this playoff spot, and Aaron Rodgers is feeling good and he wants to play, because he's came out to say that he wants to come back and play this season. So if the stars align, you feel me? It's a big stretch, but if the stars align and that Jets team make the playoffs, Aaron Rodgers is going to come back. Aaron Rodgers is going to put himself in position to come back. So they might make some noise in that first round, that second round. Who knows? A lot of people had this team going to the Super Bowl this year with Aaron Rodgers as a starter. So if you get a 90% Aaron Rodgers to come back in the playoffs, that's gonna take this team confidence to the next level. They're gonna be playing better. They're gonna be flying around. They're gonna get another source and sense of energy and synergy around them. For real, for real. And we've seen 7-6 seeds go to the championship. We've seen the New York Giants win 3 games on a row and win the Super Bowl and got hot at the right time. So who knows, man? One game. All it takes is one game at a time. So if I don't know if Aaron Rodgers come back, but if he does, watch out for them Jets. Watch out for them Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. So that's what it is, man. So that completes the show, man. That completes the show, the Speak On It podcast, man. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. If y'all tuning in, man, follow me on Twitter. Follow the Speak On It podcast on Twitter. Follow the Speak On It podcast on IG. Subscribe to it on Spotify, iTunes, and show some love, man. It's all love, man. I got to make a pick for this Monday night football game as well. The Chargers are playing the Jets in Newark, New Jersey. I'm going to take the Jets. I think they're at home. Their defense is going to come out, locking shit down, flying around. Their offense are going to make enough plays. I think Garrett Wilson have a night tonight. Garrett Wilson probably is going to have a night tonight. Garrett Wilson is going to make some plays because that Chargers defense is not the best defense in the league. Breece Hall gets rolling. I think Zach Wilson have a game tonight. If he come out and play how he played against the Chiefs on Sunday night, in week 4, I think. If he come out and play like that as competitively and play like that, the Jets are going to whoop them tonight. And it's going to give Aaron Rodgers another sense of urgency of coming back because he's going to see like this team is playing. They clicking. We clicking. So I'm going to go with the Jets tonight. That's all I got for y'all, man. Y'all be easy like Breezy. Speak On It podcast. Live out.